Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 316 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico. Doing this one a little differently, no intro, no plugs. We're kind of doing this a little guerrilla style. I'm recording this in my car on lunch on a rainy Long Island day. Last night, I was going to do the podcast. I wrote road share for a little while. I drove some road share, ride share. Not really sure what the plural of that is. Road share, ride. I think it's just ride share. Anyway, I digress. I got home after I ate dinner and everything about 7:30. A little tired. And I saw something on Facebook that, you know, a memory that just upset me. I'll be honest. I had a little bit of a, I don't want to say breakdown, because I had a breakdown, but I got upset about something I saw. It took a lot out of me, and I went to bed. I was sleeping by 9:40. I literally, after this happened, I sat there for like an hour and a half trying to like will myself to do the podcast. It was, you know, and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it now. And I just wasn't in the right frame of mind to do it. So I'm like, you know what? I'll record it today on lunch. We'll do it a little different. And, you know, and there's an episode out this week. I want to put episodes out each week. I know I talked a couple of weeks ago about stopping the podcast altogether. But that's not the case. So last night, after I decided, all right, I'm not going to do it, I DVR wrestling, of course, because I'm a big wrestling fan. Opening segment, I saw about 10 minutes, I think, that I remember, and I was out. I passed out. My body needed to go to sleep. My mind needed to be shut off. I needed that. And sometimes that does happen after a very emotional thing. And I'll tell you what it was. So yesterday, I was on, I didn't look at my Facebook really all day. Busy day at work. Did ride sharing right after. And my last ride took me to Ashbrooke. If you're on Long Island, you know where that is. Ashbrooke, Long Island is like really north. It's above Northport. And I went to like the tip of it. It's an hour ride back to my house. So I ate dinner and then I'm just relaxing, just getting into the frame of mind to do the podcast. And what came up yesterday was 2 years ago, I had made that post about, you know, my father's house being sold and you know, where I grew up. And it hit me hard again. You know, like I said in that post, it was more than a house. It was, you know, it was a home, a lot of good memories. And it's just like, you know, it just piled into other stuff that I'm dealing with in my head. For some reason, I don't know why it's bothering me. I'm turning 45 in August. And for some reason, that is really not sitting okay with me. My age has never bothered me in my life. When I turned 30, it didn't bother me. When I turned 40, it didn't bother me. There's something about turning 45 that just is not like turning 45. It's a different feeling. And I can't shake that feeling. And, you know, so that's been weighing on my mind and everything else that we've talked about a million times on here. You know, it just, then you start going. Once you get upset about something, the snowball starts happening. So yeah, I needed a little bit of time from, you know, a little mental health time, and I got it, and I slept. I feel better, and I feel better today, and that's what we're doing, the podcast. But yeah, no, it's that's a fault of mine. I let things from the past get to me, and I know I shouldn't. I should, you know, the past is the past. And you can reflect on it, you can reminisce about it, but to let it affect you, is a fault of mine that I would really, really like to correct. You know, one thing about myself, because I then it just bleeds into other things and I don't like it. And when I was successful, one thing I was very good at was reflection and just taking it for face value as that. But I think that part of the problem is then I was reflecting back at a time where I wasn't successful. And I was successful in the moment, and now I'm not being successful, and I'm focusing back at a time when I was successful. So maybe I really didn't change back then. I was just a little more happy I wasn't in that situation, if that makes any sense. But yeah, just you know, we gotta work on these. I was talking to my buddy Jarps, John Arpino, today about it too. And, you know, he had some good advice. And, you know, I'm hard on myself. I'm very hard on myself. I got to change that too. But listen, Rome wasn't built in a day, I guess, right? And I guess it'll take another 45 years to get my head straight. I don't know. But otherwise, it was I had a great weekend. It was on Sunday. It was 62 degrees here on Long Island, actually 64. What a beautiful day Sunday was. We were sitting outside. We were watching the Yankees on TV, the Yankee preseason. We were watching a spring training game outside, having a cigar, just enjoying the day. And I really can't wait for the nice weather to come. I want to be outside. I like being outside. It makes me feel good. Sun hitting your face. And then yesterday wasn't too bad either. It was cloudy, but it was still a little warmer. So I got a little spoiled for 2 days, and today it's raining. Tomorrow it's supposed to rain again, and then hopefully it'll be nice the rest of the week, and maybe we can get a nice weekend day in. But just that simple thing of just sitting outside. I had Nono Palmer from Buzzed Coffee in Belmore. Give them a shout out, a little pluggy. And I had a cigar. I was sitting there with my dad, my sister-in-law. Kids came out a little bit, you know. Just a good weekend for that. And finally feeling a lot better. You know, last week I was feeling better, but as I said, I had no pep. Not that I have a lot of pep, I have a little pep, and I got my little pep back, so I'm feeling better about that. I can't believe we're in March already. That really, you know, this year is going by fast. But this is we're getting into the kind of this is kind of like my the seasons that I like. I enjoy the springtime. Easter's coming up this month. It's one of my favorite holidays. I do enjoy Easter. I'm not that religious, so it was weird that it is. But you know what it is? Because it's just a day the family gets together. We hang out and have a good time. And there's like no presents attached to it. It's not, you know, it's not a materialistic holiday. It's just a day that you sit around with family and celebrate. Yankee baseball starts this month. March 28th. And also this month, March 31st, will be my 14th comedy anniversary. Which, you know, comedy's not what it used to be for me, but I still like to celebrate that day as a day I chose to make a dream come true. Which it did. You know, my dream was to get on stage, tell jokes, make people laugh, and I did it. And I did it for consistently for like 10, 11 years. And now I've become a hobbyist. One of the things that I used to, I guess, look down at other people for being, but I chose this. I am, it's my path. And I got some shows coming up, which I'm excited about. And yeah, just gonna celebrate living that comedian dream for 14 years. Because things do come to an end, which is kind of what I wanted to talk about a little bit, especially this weekend, with the last match of a professional wrestler. His name is Sting, who has been around for over 30 years. There's this meme that you see or a reel where it's this kid in front of a television and they show like, somebody from, it's usually like 10 years ago. And then they show the same person now, like doing the same thing. And now you've kind of like grown up watching this. So this was the first one where it was actually true. Because they do it about a lot of wrestlers, and it's usually like the Attitude Era, which I was in my 20s for, to like now. But like this was the first one where they showed Sting winning the NWA Championship. Excuse me, the NWA Championship. And they showed him now, it was his last match in AEW. And it is like literally like I was a kid when that happened, and I'm an adult now. That's the first one that really matched up. So, you look at somebody who got to do what he loves to do for over 30 years in every promotion there is. He was in the NWA. He then went to, WCW. What I liked about Sting was that he was a man of integrity and held his ground and did not come right to WWE or WWF then, whatever it was. And he went to TNA instead. Had a great run there, and then he came to WWE about 10 years ago, and he had a WrestleMania match against Triple H. He lost that match. I think Triple H should have put him over, but whatever. We're not going to get into all that. Didn't have a great run in WWE. Got hurt, and then when AEW picked up, he came back again, and he retired as one half of the AEW Tag Team Champions. And it's just, a part of your childhood, a part of growing up into adulthood. I watched this guy from the beginning. I remember when WCW first came out. Ric Flair, of course, was a big force behind it. My mom had gotten me like a bunch of the figures. I had a Sting figure, I had Ric Flair. I had the Steiner brothers, Brian Pillman. So I had a lot of these figures already. And that's how I really got to know WCW, from besides what I would see like on TBS or, TNT on the weekends or on just flipping through the channels. And Sting was always, the guy you rooted for. He was kind of like their, not their Hulk Hogan. Because Flair was like their number one guy, but Sting was their number one, baby face, and everybody got behind him. He had the spiky blonde hair, he had face paint, he had neon tights, like he was like a surfer, the surfer Sting they called him. And he morphed into the Crow Sting where he took on the NWO. And I am sorry that I'm going on about wrestling, but what I'm really talking about is a career. And doing what you love and doing it your way. And that's honestly one thing I could say about Sting is he did it his way. He put himself in situations he wanted to be in. And you gotta just take your hat off to a guy like that. And another guy, I didn't even plan on talking about this until it happened yesterday. Jason Kelce retired from professional football, 13-year career with the Philadelphia Eagles. I really wanted to hate Jason Kelce because he plays for the Eagles. I'm a Giants fan. And the Eagles are the Giants, like one of the number one rivals between them, the Cowboys, you know, Redskins, now the Commanders. You know, I don't like players on those teams. It's hard when I draft them in fantasy. You have to root for them because, you know, they're on your fantasy team. And I really didn't know much about Jason Kelce till a couple of years ago when they won the Super Bowl. And then he started doing the pod. I knew he was Travis's brother, his older brother. And then they started doing the podcast. And I dig it. They have a good show. They put a good show on. And I just like, I like Jason overall as a adult, you know. That's weird. But as like just what he stands for as a man, as an adult, as a family man. You know, he's got a good personality. He's got good values, and it's somebody that you can be like, hey, this guy played the game the right way. He did things the right way. Takes care of his family. Looks out for his family. And when you know, I watched that documentary, I was like, you know what? How can I hate this guy? Plays for the Eagles. That's one thing I don't like. Wish he was a Giant those 13 years. But to see him with his kids and to see him with his wife and how he is to his brother, they got a good dynamic. You know, he always looked out for his brother. That's what his big brother should. So I can get behind that. And watching him through that press conference is gut-wrenching. He's like crying and sobbing the whole way. And, you know, good for him to put it out there like that. You know, I know, listen, I come on here sometimes and I cry like a baby. And I feel ashamed and stupid about it. But, you know, it's okay for men to cry and show emotion and share emotion. I mean, this guy's leaving something he worked his whole life for. You know, he, as a kid, you want to, you know, I remember as a kid, I wanted to be a professional baseball player. And about, like, you know, at 13, life kind of shakes you down a little bit and shows you that you're not going to be a baseball player. But think about it. Think about this guy who dreamed up being a football player, and every level he succeeded and was head and shoulders above the rest. And got to college, got to the NFL, won a Super Bowl, got to play in a Super Bowl against his brother. You know, it's a pretty good script, you know, if you're writing a movie. And just watching him yesterday, I felt for him. You know, not that I've ever had to give up something. I never retired from anything. But the closest feeling I guess I had is when I thought about giving up this podcast. And also with comedy, you know, when the pandemic first hit and I wasn't doing it anymore, it hurt. It sucked. I kind of had that feeling of like, you know, something that I worked really hard for and I dedicated a large part of my life to is over. But, you know, it's I'm curious to see what he's going to do now. Like, their podcast is great. I don't know how many more years his brother's going to play because they're about 2 years apart. I don't know how true it is, but I heard there's a little trouble in paradise with Travis and Taylor. Not sure if that's just clickbait or it's actually true, but they said they're weeks away from breaking up, if not days. Can you imagine how social media will melt if Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift breaks up? That next album is going to be absolutely fire. Her writing these songs about Travis Kelce, making her fans hate him as they once embraced him. And yeah, it'll be very interesting. I mean, I don't know if they're going to break up or not. It said it on the interwebs. Not sure if I believe it or not, but Travis was at his brother's press conference yesterday. So it was his wife, his mom, and they were also just full of emotion. They were all crying and sobbing with him and saying how much this means to him. So I got two people that I respect left two things that left their life's work behind in the last couple of days. And, you know, nothing lasts forever. Even good times, you could still be doing something, but it's not the same. Like, I ran into Ziegler on Saturday night, and we got to talk for a while. And just talking about the old days, you know, we were running around doing mics and just starting to get shows and stuff like that. That was the good times. And, you know, those days don't come back. You can't, you know, and... And I realize that, you know, it's okay to miss them. And this is all part of that, like, you know, looking back and just getting depressed and, you know, missing the past a little too much and wanting to be back there. I'm glad all that happened, but that, you know, and it made me better and it brought me to where I am now. And I guess I said it before, I'm going to say it again. I can't dwell on that, you know, and get myself upset about it. Things happen, move on, move forward, keep moving forward, as the podcast says. You know, I don't know. It was just, you know, I guess it was just weird, you know, getting emotional about people retiring from one, professional wrestling, and two, the guy from the Eagles. But you know me, I draw inspiration from different places. I gravitate towards different things, and this was one of them. This was one of those moments where I look back and, you know, it goes very quickly. You think Sting's been wrestling over 30 years. Jason Kelce played football for 13 years. How fast all that went by. So what's the point, I guess, is to make the most of it. It's okay to have good memories to look back on. That's what you should have. You should be look back and, yeah, you can get sad and upset and you can, you know, reminisce and reflect. But have those memories. Have those good times. Don't miss out on anything. Don't, you know, say, I wish I would have done that or I wish I would have done that differently. Just do it the way you want to do it. You know, one crack at it. Yeah, we'll all have regrets. We'll all, you know, we'll all have things. You know, we'll think about if this happened or we did it this way. But in the moment, just trust your gut. Do what you got to do and enjoy it. I don't know if any of this, all this made sense. But this is what's been going on in my head the last couple of days / week. Thank you for hanging with me through this unorthodox podcast. Next week we should be back to music and intros and outros and all the jazz that goes with it. This is also kind of fun too, sitting in my car at lunch. It's a rainy day and I'm just talking into the podcast and recording device. So a little different kind of podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope everybody has an awesome week. Happy, safe, healthy week. And we'll talk next week. And hopefully, I didn't have a Mushad Monday that sent me into a recording again in my car. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in this week. I will talk to you later. Have a good one.